Thank you, Mr. Keaton, for that gracious introduction. As I stand here today, honoured to speak to my fellow graduates, I cannot help but think back over the last few years. As important as they are for us academically, they will also shape us as people. We have learned, I believe, as much from the students at our side as we have from the teachers that taught us.
Oh? Is that... No. Must be an accident or something. Who's only going to activate them at the party later, right? Having vibrating panties on during a party is naughty and so hot. But here on stage? No, he wouldn't. It must be a mistake. It's not that bad. This must be the lowest setting. It's like they're barely even switched on. Okay, I've got this. I can do this. Just keep a straight face and read off your script. No one will be able to tell.
No matter how prepared one is to end their times in these hallowed halls, no matter how eager to graduate and be done with the endless examinations and revisions, it is also bittersweet. This school has been my home for years, and on these grounds, I learned to face not only a plethora of problems by myself, but I also learned to face myself.
Did he just... No, he can't be. Huh? Look, he's giving me. He knows exactly what he's doing. How could he? He knows how much this means to me. I've worked so hard to be the one to give the speech. And now that I'm up here, he's teasing me? Making me flush and... No, I won't squirm. I can make it through. Oh no, why is he turning it up higher? He wants to see me squirm. Careful. If I ruin these pages, I won't have my speech ready. I have it memorized, but if this keeps going, I'll need to read it off. Yes, that's it. I'll just read the speech off my page here, and I'll be okay. Fuck! Can they tell? They see it in my face. I'm getting turned on, even though I'm meant to be the speaker, giving a speech.
Though we often long for it, know full well where we would like to end up. After years of knowing where we would be of every day of the week, we now face a very new world. A brand new day that is ours to shape as we see fit. This is daunting, but it is in this freedom and this moment of finding our footing that we can also find ourselves.
Oh no, this is so unfair. He can't keep turning it on like this. It's getting hard to stand still. Oh, and if I start squirming, they'll see. They'll see that I'm a horny, wet mess, right on stage, where everyone can see me. Oh my god. Do I like this? Oh, they have no idea, do they? And they're watching me get closer. Oh, he knew, didn't he? That their eyes on me as I try to hold back would only make it worse. That being up here only makes me wetter. No, fuck! Wait, okay. Oh, I can do this. I can finish my speech.
I would be remiss if I did not mention my fellow students. As much as we take heart from our teachers, our parents, material, it is our fellow students that see us through each day. Though I do not know all of you, or have spent time with each of you, we are still connected by our time here.
Oh, fuck. Shifting it up and down like that. Harder and softer. Each time I get used to the vibrations, it stops just long enough to send shivers and tingles up and down my spine each time it starts. It's like a heat spreading from my pussy. Oh god, these panties. They must be soaked. Can they tell? Do they know I'm getting closer and closer each word? Do they think I'm just flushed and stuttering because I'm nervous? Or do they know that it's my clit being teased? My panties vibrating? You can't be serious. How am I supposed to speak? It feels like I'm on fire. It's never felt like this. Is it the people? Is it because they're watching me? Fuck, it is, isn't it? Her eyes on me. Listening to me speak so intently. Expecting the prim and proper girl they've seen walk their halls and talk to her teacher. Not a needy girl sagging her panties on stage. Edging closer and closer. Trying not to squirm. Fuck. I should be furious with him, but... And him, and look at that smiley fucking nose. Fuck.
There is no doubt in my mind or others that this class before me will go on to do great things. Whether they will be great in stature, in impact, or in the minds and hearts of those they hold close, it is certainty that will all make your way. Although I do hope you will always remember that progress is rarely linear and that it looks different for everyone. So please, do not make comparisons. Instead, take bold strides, confident that your path is the right one.
What? Why are my thighs squirming like that? It's making it worse. But I can't seem to stop. Fuck, I really am enjoying this. Fuck, he knows me too well. Oh, this is driving me crazy. I'll just hold onto my podium here. They won't notice, will they? Fuck, holding back my moans is getting harder and harder. Oh, is he giving me a break? Is this it? Thank God. Right? I didn't really want to come in front of everyone. Did I?
Please no. Oh God. That no matter what you face, or what you're attempting, whatever endeavors you undertake, your classmates are with you. If not in body, at least in spirit or in mind. As graduating class, we make a bond here that will last you a lifetime, even if the friendship doesn't always. Again, a bittersweet note.
Almost there. So close. Oh, fuck, what is he doing? He has to know this is... too intense to calm down, too soft to come, so fucking close. He can't be serious, he's really edging me on a stage. Fuck, I can't stand this. I need to come. No, wait, what am I saying? I can't. I'm standing in front of my entire school, eyes on me, I should be mortified. He promised he wouldn't use it until we were somewhere else, somewhere more crowded. Instead, I'm on stage giving my speech, and instead of being angry or embarrassed, I want him to let me come. Shit, this is unbearable. Oh, it's like I'm standing on the edge of a cliff and all I want to do is dive in.
The trials and tribulations we will face, we can face the better, fortified by our knowledge that we do not have to face them by ourselves. Those at home will no doubt be at our backs. Those we see now and have seen with us for so long will be at our side.
I'm such a slut for him at least. Please, please, please let me come. I fucking don't care if if it's on stage. I don't care if everyone can see it on my face. I don't care that I'm supposed to be the speaker. Just fucking let it drip down my legs as I walk back off the stage for all I can. Please press that slider further up. Please. Please let me come. Please let me come. Oh, shit. It's looking right in my eyes. That smile. That shit-eating grin. He knows. He knows exactly what he's doing. His eyebrow. What does he want from me? I have to... Can I plead? Show him how much I need to let him come? Or will they... Will they know? Oh, fuck, I don't care. Please, please, just look into my eyes and see how I'm begging. Yes, please, please, please. Let me come for you. Is that... Oh, is that enough? Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, it's getting more intense. I need to... I am... Of course, no speech is complete without giving thanks to all the people who saw us through our time here. It would be ungrateful for any of us to not thank those who supported our stay here in the most obvious ways, such as our teachers, but also those we often pass by, like the staff that keep our buildings clean and everyone working in tip-top shape. Oh, that look on his face. He looks so happy. Really? I make him happy. Oh, and there's something else. Hungry. He's almost as turned on as I am. Why does that make everything all right? I can't be that much of a slut, can I? Do I really enjoy being his toy for everyone to see? What? He's looking at me so intently. Oh, darling sir, please. No more. Can you see the begging in my eyes, my pleading? Oh, that hungry grin again. No, wait. Come, please don't start again. Fuck, I'm so sensitive. I can't. No more. God, there's no way I can. I have to keep it in. We often take up our buildings and classrooms for granted. But there is a crew that spends every day working hard to make sure we can attend our classes. Without them, we would never have been able to complete our education. So, it is with a great deal of gratitude that I suggest a round of applause for each and every one of them. I'm on fire, God. It feels as if he knows every inch of me. He's vibrating along with those panties and that look in his eyes. Oh, he knows exactly how hard this is, what he's doing to me, and how much I love being on display like, fuck. I'm all yours, sir. Show me off for all to see. Show them exactly how much of a slut I am coming like this in public. Drive my sensitive little clit crazy with these bandies. Hold my pleasure in your hands and fucking force it on me. I'm all yours. I don't care if they can tell. I don't care if the wetness trips down my legs. Let them fucking see. Please. Please, just let me come again. I want this heat to take all over me again. Let me win. Oh, fuck. Yes. Please. Yes. Oh, fuck. Yes, please. Yes. 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 So, yes.
And finally, I would like to thank all of you for your time and attention. You're all ready to walk into the next chapter of our lives. At a time like that, it is tempting to go forward and not look back. But there is wisdom in taking a moment on a threshold, taking stock of your achievements, the lessons you've learned, and everything that has brought you to this point. Congratulations and good luck.
Shit, that was the most intense orgasm I've ever had. I can barely walk straight. I should find my seat and try and catch my breath. I have a feeling I won't be getting much rest for the rest of the night. I've never seen him look at me like that with such hunger. I can't wait for him to devour me. Maybe we'll even do it at one of the parties. Somewhere hidden away in a closet. Or perhaps he'll make me come on the dance floor.